time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at MSCNews.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
And welcome back to McKenzie, Tennessee, where we're getting set for the Benedictine Lady Ravens this afternoon as they are playing for the opportunity to advance to the NAIA National Tournament final site in Sioux City, Iowa, standing between the Lady Ravens and that trip, the number one seed in this quadrant here in the Kramer Division. It is the host team of the quadrant, the Bethel University Lady Wildcats. Hello again, everybody. Got Joseph back in the Care Studios. He's producing and engineering and handling all that stuff. Tom counts into courtside. You hear him behind me? Those are Raven fans. As Benedictine is making his way out on the court, there is a great crowd on hand outside here today in Tennessee. Miserable. Poured down rain all night, poured down rain all morning, it's poured down rain all afternoon. It's like 61 degrees. The flood warnings are out. They've had over 4 inches of rain. It is not good outside, but in here, it is warm, it is dry, and you got a couple of teams coming together here that we need to talk about. And with that, here come your keys to the game, brought to you by L&L Construction. You know them. They're the guys for all your spring projects, from remodels to new construction. Call L&L Construction, the guys in the red trucks. Keys of the game last night in Benedictine's win over LSU Alexandria was to play some great defense. LSU liked to score. They did. Ravens played great defense, won that game handily. This game is different and yet kind of the same in that the Ravens have got to play some great defense. As much as LSU liked to score, okay, Bethel, Tennessee likes to score more. They come into the game today averaging over 76 points per game. Okay, they have three double-digit scorers on average this season, and they come in 24-7 out of the Mid-South Conference. They are offensive-minded. But the key for the Ravens, not only playing great defense, but I believe it's an opportunity for Benedictine to dominate in the paint. You don't hear anybody talking about the paint anymore. You hear them talking about the three-point line. You hear them thinking, fire those long shots up. The paint, I believe, is going to be the difference in this game because for Bethel, there is no player on the roster over 5'10". They are not a tall team. Are they fast? Absolutely. Do they shoot? Not only well, but a lot. They're going to put up a ton of shots. They're going to hit a reasonable number, not a fabulous number, a reasonable number. And because of all of those shots, that's how they hope to get enough points to win this game. Those are the keys to the game, brought to you by L&L Construction. Now, we've got the public address announcer. He's going to get set to introduce the starters. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring your starters. Bring the tip-off. We've got Lady Raven, postseason basketball, coming up here on Kent Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit amberwellhealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131 in Hiawatha.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
McKinsey, Tennessee, Crisp Arena on the campus of Bethlehem University, and the public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters for this women's college basketball game. Allow me to share them with you. The starters are brought to you by Hunley Liquor. You got to start off your weekend or your holiday party with a stop at Hunley Liquor. They are hometown friendly and hometown helpful. Right there on South 9th Street in Atchison, that is Hunley Liquor. Coming home first of all for Bethel University. Under 19 season head coach Chris Nelson, Bethel comes into the ballgame at 24-7. They're going to be starting Kylie Alexander, a 5'7" freshman from Martin, Tennessee. You're going to have Hallie Turner, a 5'7" freshman from Germantown, Tennessee. It'll be Micah Hart, a 5'7" freshman from Yorkville, Tennessee. Out of Covington, Tennessee, 5'7" senior, Kaylin Howard. It'll be Mickey Buchanan, a 5'10" freshman from Paducah, Kentucky. And also out of Yorkville, Tennessee, it's Madison Hart. She is the tall player on the team, 5'10". We're on the Benedictine Lady Ravens. And head coach Chad Bolson in his 23rd season. You got his assistant coach Andy Connolly. And the Lady Ravens are going to be starting those five seniors we've grown accustomed to watching come out here with Goddard, Kansas native, out of Eisenhower High School as a 5'6 senior, Kennedy Nicholson. Lauren Dubert, a 5'7" senior from Beloit, Kansas. Out of Nortonville, Jefferson County North, it is 5'11", Josie Weiser. Jennifer Jenkins, she's 6'1", out of Wichita, Caitlin Mount Carmel. And from Nemaha Central, in Seneca, Kansas, at 6'3", Riley Waddinghouse. Those are your starters, brought to you by Huntley Liquor, here on Care Radio. Benedictine is going to be the visiting team tonight. So it's kind of worked out well for Bempo last night, and tonight they are the home team. They continue to sit on their home side, the chairs and the location on the floor with which they are accustomed to playing every time they are here. And so they have been able to take advantage of your home team. You get a few of these little perks and being in your regular locker room and your regular chairs and your regular view on the regular floor, all of those things have to help. Last night, Bethel, Tennessee got to this game by virtue of knocking off KCAC representative Sterling. It was a game, much like the Lady Ravens game, that was not particularly close. Bethel winning it 86-56. Lady Ravens get into the game today with their win over LSU Alexandria, 80-41. So you see a couple of similarities between the two teams, both of them. Benedictine and Bethel, able to, willing to, and capable of scoring lots of points when their opponent is going to let that sort of thing happen. Benedictine, 25-7, coming into the game this afternoon. Bethel, Tennessee is 24-7. When we were going through the Wildcats starting lineup, you also may have noticed a couple of names that seem a little bit familiar, well, at least similar, and that is Micah Hart and Madison Hart, sisters who start on this team. Micah is the smaller. She's the 5'7" freshman. Madison is the taller, the 5'10" junior. Both of them from right up the road in Yorkville, Tennessee. And a lot like that LSU Alexandria team, they recruited very close to home, and certainly almost all of the players from Louisiana. For Bethel, almost every player from Tennessee, they have two players from Kentucky. And that is the circle from which they have drawn their team. Ground is fantastic here this afternoon. We're looking forward to having a great one tonight. Again, you can hear the Benedictine faithful who've made the long, long trip from Kansas through Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, and into Tennessee to take in these Lady Raven games. It is the second round of the NAIA Women's National Tournament for Benedictine. Coming into the center circle, jumping off. It is going to be Riley Roddinghouse, the tip-off. Brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated independent ABBA dealer. See those guys at 424 Woodlawn in Atchison. The car guys, Atchison Auto Parts, the ball up, tip of the way. Control down by Bethel. Here we go. So the Lady Wildcats are going to be going from right to left across your dial in the opening period. Here's a little fadeaway. Wide open shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Lauren Dubert. Benedictine coming up the floor. Bethel unsuccessful in its initial possession of the game. They'll skip past right side into the corner. Josie launching the quick. Fires it! Josie Weiser right out of the get. Hits the first bucket of the ball game, and the Lady Ravens are going to go up 3-0. 9:20 to go in the first. Back around to the right side for Bethel. It's going to be Hart and Micah. Here's a set shot. 3 wide open. No good. Dubert with another rebound. Benedictine taking it the other way for the Lady Ravens to put together an early lead on this team as Dubert goes coast to coast, running shot, goes up, knocked to the floor, no foul call, rebounding it down Bethel. Hearn thought she was going to be able to take that thing to the rack and was not able to get through the defense. Now the drive will go to the baseline. Josie cuts it off, jump shot is up, rolls over the front lip of the rim and good. And the bucket is going to be good for Micah Hart. Bethel is on the board, Lady Ravens leading it 3-2. 8:40 to go in quarter number one. Cooper will swing it right over to the left side. Back door, Josie, too strong on the shot. Rebound, tipped down, it's on the floor, it's out of bounds. It's going to be Raven basketball. Benedictine with Kennedy, Lauren, Josie, Jennifer, and Riley. Riley riding out. One of the three Rileys on this team. 8:40 to go in quarter one, and now the officials coming over, and they're going to, I think, look at that shot clock. Yeah, cut it back to 17 from 20. Talking about Kennedy Nicholson, last night was a landmark game for her. Here's a shot, goes up for Jacob. She did not elude her defender, who blocks it out of bounds. Mickey Buchanan gets that block. Raiders are going to have it in again at the baseline, 16 on the shot clock. Benedictine looking to bring it in. It'll come to Nicholson on the right side. Again, it was a big day for her. Historic day. She gets her 1,000th point, and her shot here goes up no good. Bethel coming up with a rebound. Bethel wants to run. Going to run. See, here's a running three. Nope. Rebound off the floor. Followed up and good, and Bethel is in front. With 8 minutes and 20 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-3 Wildcat lead. AC to the top side is going to be Bobby House to Dubert. She'll slide off the edge, launch it across. Nicholson baseline three off the mark. Offensive board goes up, and JJ with the follow. Jennifer Jacobs gets Benedictine back in front now at 5-4. Inside eight to play in the opening quarter. Down off the left block, spinning, twisting, turning, traveling, and there's going to be no travel. There's going to be a foul called on Rodding House. Riley Roddinghouse picking up her first personal foul of the evening. Coming to 7:40 to go. I keep calling it evening. Just the outside. So there's no point of reference with regard to daylight. Place getting pretty quiet. Is the first free throw. It's up and good by Madison Hart. Madison coming to the free throw line. Hits that first one. She'll tie the game at 5. And look at the putter team in front. And well, Hart hits both ends. It is a 6-5 lead for Bethel. 7 minutes and 40 to go. Benedictine having trouble with the pressure. Up court to Jonesy. She's able to knock it out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to have to make a little adjustment. Bethel pressing them all the way up the court. And the Lady Ravens have not seen much of that this season. 7.5 to go first. Wildcats with a basketball leading it by one. Accelerating in is going to be Turner. She'll go to the left side of the free throw line. Hart back to the rim. All right, on top it'll go Howard. Little one-hand pushback. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Madison. The shot from underneath is up. It's no good. We get a whistle. Do we have another Benedictine foul? We do. This one is going to be again on Roddinghouse, and she's not quite quick enough right now. The defender getting in front of her not once, but twice. She commits 2 fouls, and a minute and a half into the ball game, she's on the bench with 2, and the Lady Ravens is going to quickly go to the bench. They will bring as the free throw's up and good. And that, again, is going to be Madison Hart at the free throw line. Benedictine is going to bring Nicole Stork into the lineup, the 5-foot-11-inch sophomore out of Adel, Iowa. Second free throw, airborne, perfect, gets them all 4 back. It is now an 8-5 lead for Bethel. 7:20 to go. BC into the forecourt. Jacobs goes left side, Josie. BC going to have to contend with this very close full court pressure, player defense. The skip pass over to the left side, over to the right. Nicholson goes 3, hits 3. Kennedy Nicholson, her first bucket of the ball game. We are tied again now at 8. 6:50 to go in the first. So far, the game has gone kind of like we would have expected it to. Here's a set shot 3 that won't fall. Rebound, Dubert. Lauren is going to clear down the board. It'll be her 3rd rebound already today. She'll feed it underneath. The Stork goes up, stripped out of her hand. It's loose on the floor. Nicole's able to recover it. Defender Swarmer comes out on top, Josie. 16, 15, 14 on the shot clock with Dubert near the center circle, working away over toward the left side. Single digits now. Dubert cuts to the right, drives to the baseline, twists and turns, trying to get a shot away. The defender reaches in. And we're going to have the ball knocked out of Dubert's hand. It's going to go out of bounds with 2 on the shot clock. Letting them play a little bit out of the floor is 4. Bethel You got Mickey Buchanan just reaching in. A lot of contact, a lot of grab. Ravens are going to bring it in with two on the shot clock. They're going to have to hurry. It'll come into Josie. She'll try to dribble. Does she get fouled? She does. I don't know what she thought about the time. Obviously unaware of what the shot clock had. And Benedictine is going to give it back to the Wildcats with 6:12 to go in the first. It's a tie game at 8. Got a couple of really experienced coaches here, too. These guys know what they do, what they're doing. Chad Folsom, 23rd season. Chris Nelson, 19th season. So a couple of very experienced fellows. Here's a turnaround for the baseline right for Bethel, and Mickey Buchanan has her second bucket of the game, and she's got 4. Wildcats go up 10-8. Right now, Benedictine unable to take advantage, has not at least taken advantage of the height advantage. And we will have a foul topside. And this time they're going to tighten up the defensive call a little bit. The whistle's going to be on Micah Hart. That is her first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul 1 by Bethel. 20 seconds ago in the opening quarter. You can hear there's about 25, 30 students behind me. And they're giving the officials a little grief. Here's a 3 for Josie. Spins out. Rebound. Nicole goes up. Puts it back. Stork for 2. Lady Raymond's tied again at now 10. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Thompson with it is going to be Hart. Around it to the right side. The feed into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Hart picks it up. Thompson drove to push the shot up. Gets it to roll. Count the bucket. They're going to call Stork for the foul. Foul is going to be on Nicole. It'll be her first. Lady Raven team foul 3. We're going to get a couple of substitutions coming in for Bethel. MJ Simmons, a 5'10 sophomore, and Kylie Reynolds, a 5'8 sophomore, will come in. Free throw is up. It rolls. It's good. And Madison Hart having a huge, huge over the quarter. She's 5 of 5 at a free throw line. Has 7 points. It is 13-10. Bethel. We are just about halfway through the opening quarter. Here's a lob down to the baseline right. Josie brings it back out on top. Nicholson. The defense is very fast for Bethel, and they are very in your face. And now we're going to get a foul. That's what part of being in the face brings. Certainly that brings a risk up. It's going to be Carolyn Howard picking up that foul. And we're going to get a timeout. Take a media break at the 4:57 mark of the opening quarter. Women's college basketball, it's a great one. Wildcats of Bethel, 13. Benedictine Lady Ravens, 10.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Crystal Arena here on the campus of Bethel University, McKenzie, Tennessee. 4 minutes and 57 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 13-10 lead for Bethel. And for the Lady Wildcats, how about the free throw line? They are 5 of 5. Benedictine hasn't had a free throw opportunity yet. Bethel hitting half of their shots, but fortunately for Benedictine, none of their threes. Thank you. For the Lady Ravens, no free throws again. They are 4 of 11 from the floor and 2 of 4 from outside. That is what is keeping them right with this team right now. Putting the ball in play. Ravens are going to have it in down to their offensive end, and we're back at it. I don't think Benedictine has made, nope, they have not made any substitutions except bringing Stork in for Ridinghouse, who had quickly picked up 2 early fouls. Ravens out on top of it. Dubert feeds underneath. Jacobs to the baseline. 3. Hits the side of the backboard. Off the hand of Nicholson. Here comes Bethel. Wildcats with the basketball, leading it by 3. Little one-hand push pass comes out on top to Howard. She'll put it on the floor one time. Swings it over to the left side to Reynolds. Reynolds will go to the baseline left. Backing in is going to be Hart. Backing in on Jacobs. Backing in. Can't get a shot away. Puts it out on top with an uncontested three. It's buried. Josie did not step out on top. And Micah Hart hits her first three of the game. It is 16-10. Bethel. We are 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Fies will take it right side. Gets it to Nicole. Nicole run into setting the screen. Back in the go to Dubert. Goes baseline. Goes across. Reverse layup. Doesn't drop. Rebound taken away from Jacobs. Bethel playing a more aggressive, assertive kind of game. A running three. Other end up. No good. Long rebound. Wildcats falling away. The shot. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Hannah lost it. And again, Jacobs doesn't drop the ball. Taken away from her by Bethel. Wildcats are going to keep it alive. And Dubert gets tackled as she knocks the ball away. And then it's going to be a foul in the backcourt on Bethel and Kylie Reynolds. Reynolds made a great open field tackle that kept Dubert from going to the other end of the floor with a breakaway layup. It'll be team foul three. Three team fouls on each club right now, and 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Benedictine has made multiple substitutions, and in a game, bringing the ball up court is going to be Riley Brueggemann. She'll feed underneath, and a shot is up and good. Carmen Morales for two. It is 16-12, and we talked in the keys. Here's a drive in. Morales gets beat, and the shot is missed. The ball is on the floor, and the Ravens are going to cover it up. We talked in the pregame that Benedictine has got to try to take advantage of their height size advantage. They're so much taller. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. We're going to have a jump ball call down to the floor. Possession will go to Benedictine at 3:11 to go in the opening quarter. It is 16-12. In the game for the Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Brueggemann and Josie Weiser, Riley Wade and Carmen Morales. 3 minutes to go in the first. The feed Carmen. She needed to look at the hoop. Finally does. Shoots and scores. There is why the Ravens can win this game. Carmen Morales quickly in and quickly with two buckets. It's 16-14. To the right side, Bethel looks in the middle. Out on top. Launches left. Uncontested three. Very short. Rebound, Brueggemann. And gets fouled in the backcourt. Reaching in is MJ Simmons. We talked about it at the early part of the broadcast that the Bethel team is very active, very aggressive. They are reaching, they are pushing, they are grabbing. And if they start calling that foul, it's going to be difficult for Bethel, Tennessee. So the Ravens are going to make a couple of more substitutions with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens up the floor. Michaela Bauman has come in. Dubert is back in. 2:30 to go in the first. BC with the basketball. They trail by two. Skip pass, and there's another foul. Trying to reach in and reach across. A foul is going to be on Kylie Reynolds. It'll be her second. Ravens coming to the free throw line. It'll be Dubert. Lauren looking for her first point of the game. And she'll step up here. Lauren's first one. Yes, it is. It is now a one-point game. Benedictine is on a 5-0 run. 2 minutes and 29 to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw. Got it. The game is tied at 16. Lady Ravens looking to bring that positive energy. Looking to get a little bit of that momentum back. Out on top of it is going to be Turner. She'll cut left, pulls up, working footer. Air ball short. Rebound is going to be saved back in. Bethel, the easy turnaround is going to be good. Mickey Buchanan has six. 18-16, Bethel by a pair. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Brueggemann will drive it down the right side. Top side, it'll go to Dubert. Plays off the screen from Wade. She'll start left, cut right, down the lane. Dishes back into the corner of the ball. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Looking for Bauman. BC will have it back in play down at the baseline. Coming in from Bethel is going to be Kalyn Howard, the senior from Covington, Tennessee. 1:50 to go. First quarter. Ravens will go left side. Here's BC out of top. Brueggemann feeds underneath. The reverse layup, no. And a wide open opportunity underneath for the Lady Ravens and for Michaela, but it wouldn't go down. And out of bounds, it'll go Bethel basketball. With a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. after clinging to the two-point lead. They walk it up the floor. It is going to be Micah Hart. Stuber in front of her. Hart keeps the dribble alive, trying to drive in. Now he's going to get a little screen. Stuber plays around it. Michael will work her way to the baseline. Stop. Pushes it off on top to Howard. Back over to the right side. It'll go. Keep it to the corner. We get a whistle. Here is a foul called. It is going to be on Carmen. Morales picks up her first. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul four. Down to a minute 20 to go in the first. Josie racing to the scorer table will not get in time to come in at this point. Skip pass right side of the lane. The falling away shot. Not even there. Rebound. Pull down Benedictine. Here comes the Ravens. Quickly down court with it. Driving in Brueggemann. Turns in. We get an offensive foul on Brueggemann. Brueggemann is going to be calling for the offensive foul. It'll be her first, and it is not a standard foul. It is a player control foul. And with a minute to go in the opening quarter, leading by two, again, it'll be Bethel up court with the basketball. These two teams are playing it pretty even. 38% for Benedictine on 6 of 16. 38% for Bethel. They're 6 of 16. The difference in the game, the free throw line. Wildcats bring it out on top. It'll be Turner with it. Little left-hand dribble. Swings it over to the left side. Hallie kicks it off on top to Hart. Madison looks back over to the right side. She'll drive in. Shot is up. Up the win. In and out. No good. They're going to go on blocking foul. Probably on Dubert. It is. And Lauren will collect her first foul of the afternoon. And again, Bethel coming to the free throw line. Bethel, 5 of 5 at a free throw line. Benedictine, 2 of 2 at a free throw line. We're going to get Wade back out of the game for JJ. 42 seconds of play in quarter number one. Stepping to the line, taking her time, pushing it up, and again, the free throw's good for the Wildcats. Bethel continues to be perfect at the free throw line. Then again, Benedictine is also perfect at the free throw line. This one is flipped skyward. It's going to be up and good. So Bethel able to hit them both. Micah Hart. Ravens down 4. Across the timeline, Brueggemann will have it up top side. Dribbles with the right, directs traffic and calls to play with the left. Way out between the center circle and the top of the key, goes over to Josie. Josie, little shake and bake, runs in, goes up, draws the foul, coming to the line. Did not hit the bucket. Josie will step to the stripe, and this is going to be a foul on Mickey. Mickey Buchanan's first foul. Josie Weiser coming to the line. She can get Benedictine with that a pair with 25 seconds left in the opening quarter. Her first free throw is good. Josie's fourth point of the game. She hit a 3 earlier. Her first free throw. Second free throw is going to be on its way. Nails it. Weiser with 5. It is 20-18. Shot clock is off. Bethel will have the final opportunity. Put a shot up and we're likely in the opening quarter with a lead. Out on top of it is going to be Hart. She'll slide over to the right side. Pulls up. 14-footer. No. Tipped around. No. Offensive rebound. Follow up. No. Offensive rebound. Followed up. Blocked out away by Josie. Got to go out of bounds. 2 seconds left. And Bethel will have it into the baseline. Yes. Benedictine rejecting and rejecting shots by Bethel. And again, that Lady Raven size advantage is huge. Inbound it comes. Way out on top. Solo by Dubert. Half-court shot at the buzzer. Off the backboard, and that's the end of the first. What a game we're being entertained by here in Tennessee. After one, it is the Bethel Lady Wildcats 20, Benedictine 18.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Thank you. Welcome back to Tennessee, where it's a 20-18 lead for Bethel in front of the home crowd here in the second round of the NAIA Women's National Tournament. For Bethel, only three players have scored. Madison Hart has seven. Micah Hart, her sister, has seven. And the other six belong to Mickey Buchanan. For Benedictine, you've got, what, six in the scoring column? Very evenly spread out with Josie Weiser's five, four for Carmen Morales, three for Kennedy Nicholson, Stork, Jacobs, Dubert, each with two. 17-foot turnaround shot is going to be up and good for Bethel. And Buchanan with 8 points. They go up now 22-18. And we're very early in the second quarter. 9:40 to go in the half. Nicholson holding the ball high above her head, goes left side. Stork in. Out on top, Dubert. She'll accelerate baseline. Three defenders surround her. And as Stork comes down with a rebound and the follow, she is swiped across the hand. And Micah Harris' second foul. Again, Bethel is very aggressive, but also, you can see they are very wild. And it's small. I've not seen a women's college basketball team this small, and I don't even know when. Free throw for Stork. Yeah, hits it. Nicole has three. And now 22-19. 9.5 to go in the first half. Nicole eyes it, sends it in. 22-20. 9:20 to play. First half. Here's a pass over to the near side. Kaylin Howard will save it off on top. Over to the left side. It'll go to Buchanan. She'll pull that jump shot up. No good. Stork with a rebound. Gets grabbed and hugged and bear hugged by a defender. And a foul is going to be on Madison Hart. Maddie picking up her first foul of the game. And again, very aggressive play by Bethel, Tennessee. You got to think they come into this game realizing that they have no margin for error. They've got to play hard. They've got to play aggressive. With their height issue, if they don't get after the ball, they are going to have a hard day. And so they've done that. It's gotten them a little foul trouble. Here's Josie, right side, off the window short. Rebound underneath, going to be swept away by Bethel. 22-20. Wildcats with the ball, with the lead, and Allie Turner into the forward court. She'll swing it off on top. Hart will drive in, go left, shot up good. It's going to be a plus one, and there was a foul by Stork who got way behind the play. The foul is going to be on Nicole Stork. It'll be her second, so both Stork and Riding House are two fouls apiece. Bethel, Tennessee is going to bring Kylie Reynolds back in. Kylie Reynolds at 5'8" will join the floor, and the free throw is up and good, and still no player for either team has missed a free throw, and Madison Hart is already in double-digit scoring with 10. It is 25-20, and we're 8:45 to go in the opening half. Here comes Lauren Dubert. Lauren with only 2 points in a ballgame on a pair of opening quarter free throws. Goes right side, Josie. Josie, top side. JJ, back over, goes to Dubert. They'll look to the middle. Nicholson on top. Here's a shot. Blocked away from Weiser. Josie goes for the shot, but shoots from the shoulder. And that allows little 5'8" Kylie Reynolds to reject that. And it'll come back in to Benedictine in front of the Bethel bench. 9-8-7 on the shot clock. Braves are going to have to put this up. Dubert just launches a long three, and it's going to hit the rim and go up over the top of the backboard. Dubert looks over, coach kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, coach, there was nobody open, I had to do something. 25-20, Bethel in front. And right now, Bethel's got the momentum. A 5-point lead, the basketball. Benedict a little frustrated offensively. In the second quarter so far, BC has only 2 points on a couple of free throws. And now, the ball is going to be kicked by Nicholson. And it's going to go out of bounds into the backcourt. 8:09 to go in the half. Lots of hoops to play here yet. The ball is going to be put in play around the point would be the 28-foot mark if it was still on anybody's floor. Little crossover dribble. Top side is going to go to Mickey. Buchanan skips it outside the left block. Back and in. Twisting, turning. No travel calls. It'll come back on top. Shot clock at 4-3. Shot clock at 2-1. Desperation shot at the buzzer. It's got to be out the rim and rebounding it down. It's going to be Nicholson. Kennedy bringing it up the floor. Shelves flies down the right side. Again, Bethel loving the contact. The feed in the middle of JJ. Defender comes in from behind her. Rips it out of her hands and it's going to be out of bounds off Benedictson. And Bethel being smaller, but Lady Ravens putting that ball down on the floor, taking it down low, keeping it down low, is allowing players like 5'7", Kalen Howard, to reach in and knock that thing away. Benedictine's going to put a little pressure on the up court now. 7.5 to go in the half. Bethel in the backcourt, goes across the timeline. Here's Madison Hart. She's been great. Here's a three. It's not even close, but Bethel with a long rebound, hauled down by M.J. Simmons. The feet into the lane, out on top, rotated to the point. Head fake Howard, comes out on top. Here goes Hart. It's three. It's good. She's fantastic. Madison Hart dominating in this game. She's got 16 already. And it's now 28-20 for the Lady Ravens. Time to put a draw a line in the sand. Put a toe in the ground, whatever you want to call it. They got to stop this team. And now the feet in the middle of Carmen. And Morales is going to be called for a travel, and the Ravens getting a much-needed timeout. We're taking a break, 6:55 to go in the opening half here in Tennessee. It is Wildcats 28, Lady Ravens 20.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
There is big news, you know, that we're Taco John's. Did you know that? Fish tacos are back. Yeah, they are. But I'm only back for a limited time, so you're going to have to get over there and reel them in today at Taco John's. Fish tacos. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, and better. 28-20 is the Bethel, Tennessee lead over Benedictine. And how they've gotten there, it's not really great shooting. It's their, what, 9 of 24, 37%. Benedictine not shooting well. 6 of 19, they're hitting 31% from the floor. 2 of 7 from outside, only 28% from there. Neither team has missed a free throw.
Middle.
Bethel, 8 of 8, Benedictine, 6 of 6 at the line. But for Benedictine, they are going to have to find the rim a little bit. 6:40 to go in the half. Only one Lady Raven foul, only two Wildcat fouls in this second quarter. Bethel into the fourth court, shot clock at 8. They'll go right side, easy, running, jump shot off the window, no good, and rebound, Brueggemann. Brueggemann is the kind of player who's going to bring it up the floor, and she's not going to back away from anyone, and that's what the Ravens are probably going to be looking for. Here's Carmen again, does not look to the rim. She has an opportunity to take it there. Brueggemann will go for three. It's wide to the left side, and the rebound is going to be taken off the floor. Here comes Bethel. Reynolds coming up with a basketball, and up the floor, right side Hart. She's been just fantastic today. Feet underneath. The shot goes up, and I guess we get another Carmen foul. We do. So for Benedictine, we talked about a little foul trouble early for Bethel. Now we're having foul trouble for Benedictine. For the Lady Ravens, you've got your starting five, Riley, Roddinghouse, two fouls. You got your first five in, Nicole Storch got two fouls, and now your next five, Carmen Morales has two fouls. And still, these teams are perfect at the free throw line. Madison Hart hits that one. Fort Prince, 14 now, 15 points for Madison Hart. It is a double-digit lead. And Benedictine has not scored in a very long time. We're inside 6 to go. Here in the first half, Lady Ravens have brought Wade back into the game. She'll come out on top to Morales. Carmen stays in. Goes right side, Brueggemann. Shot clock at 8. Ravens having a lot of trouble with this defense. Bergman, a running baseline shot, didn't have a really good look at it, and the miss is going to be hauled back down by Bethany, and Benedictine is on the ropes right now. Bethany has the momentum. They've got the basketball. They got the double-digit lead, and Lady Ravens are on the ropes. They got to come up with some offense. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be Simmons. She'll go to the baseline, fall away, twist, turn, shoot, miss, rebound. Carmen coming up with it, gets it away to Dubert. Lady Ravens says they get up the floor. It's 1-on-4. That's how quickly the Bethel defense has gotten back in front of Lauren Dubert. She's coming down the court. Another but white jerseys, a wash of white down court. Out on top, Dubert, a hurried three, misses, and a rebound pulled down again by Madison Hart for Bethel. She's been just spectacular. Out on top, here's a three for Reynolds. Boom! Kylie Reynolds, 33-20. Lady Ravens are going to have to find some way to stem this tide with 4.5 to go in the first half. Just looking down the old score sheet, it is an 11-0 run right now for Bethel. Benedictine has not scored in over 5 minutes. Here's Dubert. Starts left, goes right. The defender who jumps in front of her tries to cut her off. Hallie Turner picks up the foul. Lady Ravens are going to bring a little offense back into the game. They're taking Nicholson out for Josie. They're going to take Morales out, bring back in Jacobs. Bethel is going to take Madison Hart out of the game. She's got to be exhausted because she has hardly been out at all. She's played, 14 of the 15 minutes of this game. So, yeah, she is not getting any rest, but they're going to have to give her some here. Ravens will bring it in. 17 on the shot clock. Out on top, it'll be Dubert. Steps inside the three-point circle, puts up the long two that misses. And Lady Ravens just can't buy a bucket now. 4 minutes to go in the first half, trailing by 13. Here comes Bethel. Look away, pass over to the left side. Nobody steps in front. The drive underneath, and we're going to get a Raven foul. The whistle's going to be on Josie. She got behind and trying to catch up, did not get in front. Weinzer picking up her first foul. Nicholson's going to be right back into the game, taking out Dubert. Ron Dubert has been in there for 14 of this game's 15 minutes. Here's a fadeaway shot, left side, up no good. Josie boards it down. Ravens are going to outlet. Here comes Riley Wade. She'll go in, go up, miss an uncontested layup. Back with it will come Bethel. Benedictine not coming up with any rebounds. Bethel weaves all the way down the floor, dumps it over to the right edge. The lob inside, the ball is going to be batted away. It's going to be picked up by Bergman. Here comes BC. Bergman racing it down the court. Into the lane, 14-footer wide right. Not even close, rebounding it back down. It's going to be Bethel in. Lady Ravens just hurrying shots now. Here's a runner on the other end, no good. Pulling it down, it's got to be Jacobs. And now these two teams are just out of control. Flying up and down the floor with 3:20 to go in the first half. Bethel, though, can afford it. They're leading it by 13. It's 33-20. Skip pass over to the right side to Jacobs. Comes out on top. Wade will go three. No. Rebound. Jacobs lobs it out on top. Josie goes three. No. Rebound. Bethel in the corner. And it's going to go out of bounds on Benedictine. Benedictine's last score came at 9:35 to play in the quarter. We're now at 3:03. So we are, going on 7 minutes of scoreless basketball for the Lady Ravens. 33-20. Bethel has the ball knocked away. Here's a steal by Wade. She will drive in and backs away. Does not attack the rim. She had her defender backing away from her. She elected not to go. Here's Brueggemann for three. Misses it. And a rebound underneath by Bethel. Tyler Reynolds coming up with the ball, and she'll come up into the forecourt. Works her way over to the right side. Gets bumped. The ball is away. Picked up by Bethel. They'll come off on top. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the first half. Shot clock at 17. Racing all the way to midcourt now. His coach Nelson for Bethel yelling at his team. He wants him to spread it out. Here's a shot blocked away from behind us on the floor. Picked up Jacobs. Shook it away to Wade, who is unaware that ball's even coming to her. Luckily, Nicholson's there to rescue it. 2 minutes to go in the half. It's now 7.5 minutes since the Lady Ravens have put a point on the board. Over to the right side, it's going to be Nicholson. Top side, Josie. sidesteps the defender. A hurried three. There it is! The Ravens break the ice. 8 points for Josie. 33-23. And a minute 40 to go. Now the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. And Wade will get the driving layup. 33-25. And a minute and a half to go in the first half. You hear the Raven fans in the background. They're trying to get their team wound up. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. It's loose on the floor. And we're going to get timeout? No. We're going to get a turnover. And it is going to be Raven basketball. And lying on the floor, begging for help, Hallie Turner. The official saying, no, that's not what happened here. And Turner's going to be taken out of the ballgame. I think she's gassed. Into the lineup to replace her is going to come Kylie Alexander. Ravens are going to be putting it in play after Benedictine goes 7 minutes without any points. They've scored five in the last 15 seconds. And they're back in control of the basketball. Here's Dubert. 1:20 to go in the half. Lady Ravens have gotten this back down to a single-digit game. Top side, Nicholson. Back right side, Jacobs. Cuts inside, goes in, goes up. J.J. for two. And Ravens may have cut this thing down a little bit. It is 33-27 with a minute to go in the half. Quickly to the right side with it is going to be Callen Howard. Howard goes top side to Mikey. Maybe left the feet, the twist, the turn, the shot, and another bucket for Madison Hart. Unstoppable. 35-27. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Dubert goes in the middle to Jacobs. Ravens have all five players around the outside of the three-point ring. Now they'll feed to Jacobs, left side of the lane. Kicks it back out on top. Nicholson sidesteps their defender. Goes from the corner of the free throw line into 15-footer ball drop. And another Bethel rebound. The shot clock's off. Bethel's going to run the clock down. They will go into the locker room, leading it by eight or more. As across the timeline, top sign with it is going to be Howard. Howard will ease over to the right side. Jump it into the edge to Reynolds. Now backing in, the shot, no, rebound, no, Raven foul, and it is going to be on Dubert, Lawrence second. Back to the free throw line, back up there is Madison Hart. She's 8 of 8 at the free throw line, fantastic start to the game, now 9 of 9. She is the difference in this game. There can be no argument, I don't think, about that. Second free throw. Perfect. These are not even close. They're not bouncing around. They're not running around. They're just flying through. 37-27. 3 seconds to go in the first half. And now Wade brings it in. Ravens take it deep in the backcourt. Wade from half court. That's nowhere close. It's halftime, and the Lady Ravens need this break. We'll be back here in Tennessee to summarize the first half for you. These teams are heading off the floor. It is Bethel 37, Lady Ravens 27.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
I
respective locker rooms, that for each coach, the project, the job, the task at hand is going to be a little bit different. For head coach Chris Nelson of Bethel, his job is going to be to keep his team playing as well as they are playing, and they are playing really well, particularly. Okay, he's got to protect and keep Madison Hart doing what she's doing. She's been spectacular. 19 first-half points for Madison Hart. She shot 4 of 7, 1 of 2 from outside, 10 of 10 at the free throw line. Wow, what a half. 10 of 10 to the line. Matter of fact, neither team has missed a free throw yet. Phenomenal. Bethel, 12 of 12. The other two belong to her sister, Micah Hart. Looking at the Bethel scoring, 8 points, not 9 points. 19, of course, for Madison Hart. 8 for Mickey Buchanan. Micah Hart with 7 and 3 for Kyler Reynolds. The scoring is, there, it's not like Benedictine's looking to defend 5 or 6 or 7 different players. You're looking to defend one, because beyond Madison Hart, this team has put together 18 points in the first half. From Benedictine, the scoring a lot more balanced. So you've got 7 players in the scoring column, paced by Josie Weiser's 8. It drops pretty dramatically then to Jennifer Jacobs with 4, Carmen Morales with 4, Nicole Stork with 4, 3 for Kennedy Nicholson on an opening quarter long shot, and 2 apiece for Lauren Dubert, 2 at the free throw line. And Riley Wade also has 2 first half points. For the Lady Ravens, probably the real problem and the real reason that they're down 10 at this point is they went for a very long time without putting any points on the board. We're talking from 9:35 to 1:30, so basically an 8-minute stretch where they went scoreless. And probably the fact that they're within 10 right now is not a bad thing. So, quick look at the fouls. Nobody in any foul trouble. Bethel has a couple of players with 2. Benedictine has a couple of players with 2. No one with more than that. We're going to remind you also that, you know what, whether you're fixing things up, if you're working on inside of the house, you know, you're tired of that floor problem or those window things, or, you know, maybe you're working on the outside of the house and you want to do a little something with that siding or renovate a few things, maybe put on a little extra room or something. Well, you know what, Inside and Out, L&L Construction, they can rebuild, they can renovate, they can reconstruct. Let them turn your ideas into reality. That is L&L Construction. We're going to take a break. It's halftime in McKenzie, Tennessee. We'll be back to bring you the second half of this Benedictine Women's College Basketball game live here on K-Radio's BC. Looks to keep their hopes alive and move on to that national tournament. It's going to take a great second half for them to do that. Halftime score, Bethel 37, Lady Ravens 27. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you some halftime.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get 2 for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you college basketball as the Lady Ravens continue their season. Taking a look at the on-air schedule across the MSC Radio Network, right now we've got a girls' championship at the Silver Lake versus Hosted game right over on 103.9 KMZA. We also have the Centralia versus Little River game. That is on 92.1 KMZA. At 6:15 this evening on 103.9 KMZA, we'll have the Donovan West versus Mount Ridge game. Then at 6:15 as well on 92.1 KMZA, we'll have Axtell versus Cunningham. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores as I have them.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals in earlier games across the area. It was the Troy girls over Quintner with a 50-36 victory for third place. The El Saline boys beat the Valley Falls boys 109-74. It was Jackson Brock over Howells Dodge with a 61-46 victory in the boys' side. Galena beat Silver Lake beat Galena 63-51. At this time, I have a couple of halftime scores to mention. It is Silver Lake 31 over Halstead 23 in the 3A girls title game. In the 1A Division I title game at the half, it is Little River sitting at 25 points to Centralia's 24. And at the half, it is Bishop, Seaman, and Aquinas. It is Seaman and Bishop Aquinas all tied up at 26 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A fire weather watch begins at noon Monday. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 28. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 55. Lows level off around 37. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 75. 80 Tuesday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 42 degrees and cloudy in Atchison. It feels like 33 out there with the winds out of the northwest at 17 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 59%. The dew point, 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.51 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
The both teams have come back out of the court, and the second half is not far away from here in McKenzie, Tennessee. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer, engineer, and all around making it all happen guy back at the Gear Sports Studio. Joseph, well done, man. Thank you so much. Tom Kautz with you here, courtside at Crisp Arena. Little Lady Ravens, they know what they got to do. Just got to find the offense. Going to have to put some points on the board. And again, for Bethel, you are a number one seed for a reason. But they come into the game 24-7. Benedictine comes in 25-7. They're just not that much different than my team's records. It's not like the first game when Bethel had a huge opportunity, and they were a one seed against a 16 seed at Sterling. That is not what is happening here. Two very, very similar kind of teams record-wise. Again, Benedictine, the taller team. And right now, though, Bethel is the team who's scoring the points, who's hitting the shots. And Madison Hart has 19 at halftime. Lady Ravens are going to have to stop her. It's as simple, frankly, as probably that. Here we go with the starters for the second half, brought to you by Hundley Liquor. You got to start up that weekend with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. Matter of fact, you might have been, if you were in action, you might even have enjoyed the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Today, starters are going to be Callie Turner and Micah Hart, Kaylin Howard, Mickey Buchanan, and Madison Hart. For Bethel and for Benedictine, the regular five of Kennedy and Lauren, Josie, Jennifer, and Riley Rottinghouse. Here we go. Lady Reeves are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half. We're back at it. 37-27. Ravens with it out on top. No, not putting any points on the board. Over to Josie. Shot clock to five. Cross side it goes. Nicholson shot rejected. Gets it back. Puts up the three. Misses. And Bethel, how can they keep blocking Benedictine shots? They are playing that great aggressive defense. Now, with the bounce call up top side, but it's going to be Madison Hart. She'll go into the lane. Twist, turn, can't get the shot away. Brings it back off on top to Micah, baby sister. 9:20 to go in the ball game. Oh, in the third quarter. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. 37-27. Bethel in front. Here's a three. Top of the key. Buried it. Straight over the top of Jonesy. Launching at three. Micah Hart. It is her second three of the ball game, and she's got 10. It is now 40-27. 27. Benedictine down some 13 points with 8:50 to go in the third. Dubert over to the right side to Josie Weiser, feeds underneath. J.J. puts it up with two hands and scores. Jennifer Jacobs with a half dozen. And it's 40-29. See, this is where Benedictine needs to just go back. That is bread and butter for them. That shot, that player, here's a three-pointer up, no good. Rebounding down is going to be Jacobs. Here comes B.C. Dubert up the floor, drives past her defender, takes a screen, driving shot, and missed it. You go to the rack, you get a nice screen, a nice box out from your teammate Riley. You gotta have that shot finish. Luckily for Benedictine, it's gonna go out of bounds off Bethel, and later he's gonna have it into the baseline. You can look at Duber, she's frustrated. And you can't be frustrated and play well. Here's a pass right side. Nicholson, three, way too strong. Rebound tipped out, gonna be taken away by Bethel. Here come the Wildcats. Turner going down the left side. Halley will go way up on top. Look to the middle, find nothing. Micah Hart will cross over. Turner's going to back all the way out to the center circle. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. It's still 40-29. NAIA Women's College Basketball here on Care Radio this evening. Good to have you with us. KAIRFM Horton Atchison. We got a bucket underneath. What do we have? Are we going to get a foul? We're going to count a bucket. We're going to draw a foul. And it's back to the same old song. Madison Hart hits the bucket. She's coming to the line with a free throw opportunity, and it's going to be another foul on Roddinghouse. Quickly, she's out of the game. She did not stay out there for 2.5 minutes of the second half. Her third foul. Madison Hart, free throw perfect again. 43-29. 7:47 to go. Now, Bethel's going to switch out Hallie Turner and bring in the slightly taller, much more solidly built Kylie Reynolds. 5'8". Jacobs brings it up the floor, goes over to the right side. Duber attacks the basket, misses the driving layup. Lauren having offensive struggles tonight. She is 0-6, now 0-7 from the floor shooting the basketball. And a baseline shot on the other end is going to be missing. Duber will come up with a rebound. To 2-on-2, over to Josie, backs away, puts up a hasty three that misses, rebound, taken away by Bethel, just pull it away from Jacobs. Here come the Wildcats, 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Little scoop pass over to the right side of the lane, twisting, turning, going up with a shot, it's going to be blocked away, and we're going to get a jump ball called. And in that play, Madison Hart was just not going to be denied. She was going up with a shot, going up with a shot. She was either going to go up, she was going to commit a foul, she was going to draw a foul. Something was going to happen. She was not going to concede that possession. They end up making a jump ball call. Josie's going to come off the floor, and Riley Wade will come back in for the Lady Ravens. 7 minutes to go, and here's the inbound and a quick shot, and it's two more for Madison Hart. 24 for her. It is 45-29, Lady Ravens down 16. 6:50 to go. Jacobs to Dubert. Into the corner, Nicholson. Her pass inside, and for Jacobs and reaching around, we're going to get a Bethel foul. And now the official's not real happy with Mickey Buchanan, who slaps the ball into the backcourt. He says, go get that basketball. It's going to be Benedictine ball. That'll be foul number two by Mickey. And the Ravens will bring it in out on top, Jacobs. BC skips it over to Dubert. Lawrence again passes up a shot. Out on top, it'll go to Stork, who's coming to the game. She will not take the shot. Here's the shot. It's going to go up, and it will not go in, but a foul is going to put Jacobs at the line. And a whistle is going to be on Kylie Reynolds. It'll be her third. Is that not 23? This is going to be on 24, so it's going to be a Madison Hart. That'll be her second. First free throw, up and in. Jennifer Jacobs. 7 points for Jennifer Jacobs. One more shot coming up. JJ launches it, hits it. I don't know. In 46 years, if I've seen a game get this far along with this many free throws, and no player from either team has missed one. It is phenomenal. 13 of 13 and 8 of 8 at the free throw line of these two teams. 21 of 21. Wow, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's a running three ball wide left. No, and over the back. Is there no foul? Here it comes. That was egregious the way Maddie Hart flew over the top, and that'll be her third personal foul. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. And is Hart going to come out? She is. This will bode well for Benedictine because, again, Maddie Hart is the player on this team. Now, I'm not saying that there are not other good players, but there are no other players like she is that player. And with her out of the game, they completely change things. They shift the defense from a player to a 2-3. You're going to see them make many adjustments. So let's see if Benedictine can take advantage of this switch. Braves are going to have the ball up. Thompson, 16 on the shot clock, 5:45 to go in the third quarter. But they're trailing it by some 14. Thompson is going to be Nicole over to the left. Riley, Wade, three, wide left. Rebound is long, and it's going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Benedictine basketball. Shot clock goes back to 20. With 5:36 to go in the third quarter. Now Bethel is going to yank Micah Hart out of the game and rotate little Hallie Turner back in. Out of the 5'7" freshman. 45-31. Wildcats with the lead. And now there's some delay. The officials having a little confab, and I don't know if they're what they would be confused about at this juncture, but at least they're working it out there. Winner of this one is going to go to Sioux City, Iowa. Usually you see two officials talking it out. We got all three of them in the middle of this convo here. It's right at the top of the key, and whatever it is slowing this game way, way down. And what are they going to decide? Raven basketball. Dubert will inbound it. 5.5 to go. Here's Jacobs. Kicks it back. Dubert steps inside, still looking for her first bucket of the game. Now she'll throw it out to the top, and Dubert with a turnover. Back down the left side, it's going to come Bethel. 5:20. Here's a three on the other end. Up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Nicole. Stork gets it away. Nicholson wants to outlet left side to Wade. Couldn't get it to her. Brings it back out on top to Dubert. Lawrence still looking to get a bucket at 0-7 from the floor. Here's a feed left side. The shot good. Jacobs for two. So Jennifer Jacobs has all of the Ravens' third quarter scoring. 5 minutes in. Benedictine has 6 third quarter points, and all of them belong to Jennifer Jacobs. It is 45-33. 4:44 to go. Here's a shot left side. 3, no. Rebound, Nicholson. Kennedy's going to clear the way. Gets it over to Dubert. BC up the floor. We're going to get a little more offensive punch come into the game here just a minute. Jacobs in the lane, left hand, hook shot, gets two more. Jennifer Jacobs is strapping his team on her back and trying to pull him back into the game. It's 45-35. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. Pulling it up from the top of the key, the long two, in and out, no good. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Here comes Dubert down the left side. Ravens need to keep those guards moving the ball and finding some perimeter scoring. It's been all in the middle for Jacobs. Left side, Dubert drives in, nothing. Top side, it goes to Stork. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And a pass from Nicholson to Jacobs is slapped out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. And Benedictine is going to bring a couple of players in, but we're going to get a media break first. Time out on the floor with 3:57 to go in the third. It's Bethel 45, Benedictine 35.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Looking at the updated numbers right now, it's just less than 4 minutes ago in the third quarter, 3:57 to play, and the numbers haven't changed much. Beppo's not shooting, thank you. Beppo's not shooting great. They are at 35%, 14 of 40. Benedictine is only 12 of 41, 29% from the floor. From the outside, it's even worse. Lady Ravens are 3 of 17. Benedictine has hung their hat on perimeter shooting. They have not been able to score at all. 3 of 17 for the Lady Ravens. Well, Bethel is 4 of 15. Neither team shooting lights out here. Rebounding pretty much dead even at 22 and 23. But for Benedictine, the difference is going to have to find that shot. Here's Jacobs coming in. Twist, turn, shot off the window, no good. Josie gets knocked to the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds off Benedictine. No foul called. Here come the Wildcats. They lead by 10. 3:45 to go, and right back into the lineup for head coach Chris Nelson. You know he's got to have Madison Hart out there. He cannot not have her. And Hart will take top of the key, kicks it right side, they'll rotate it back up to the top. We're going to get Roddinghouse coming back into the game. BC in this third quarter, no points if they weren't scored by Jacobs. Free throw, the jump shot up, no good. Jacobs with a rebound. Jennifer has 8 points in this quarter. The Ravens have 8 points in this quarter. No other offense. Jacobs from the baseline goes up, gets fouled. She attacks the bucket. What she needs to do. Well done. And the foul is going to be on M.J. Simmons. It'll be her second. Stewart comes out of the game. Her time on the floor was almost not noticeable as she is, what, 1 of 2 shooting the ball tonight. Free throw here is up and good. Jacobs. Nine in the quarter now for Jennifer Jacobs. This one is good. And still, are you ready for this? Still no player for either team has missed a free throw. It's 45-37. 3:10 to go. Not an offensive juggernaut. Neither coach is going to be happy with how his offense has performed tonight, no matter who wins this game. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third now. The ball batted away for a moment, but it's going to be saved by Bethel. 11 on the shot clock, going to the right, trying to back in, and here's your player. She'll spin, she'll shoot, she'll score. You cannot stop Madison Hart. Or at least the Ravens have not. It's 47-37. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the third. Ravens don't want to go into the fourth quarter with some kind of a big double-digit deficit. They got to get this thing manageable. It's like third and manageable. They need to go to fourth quarter and manageable. Here's Josie. She's looking three. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Slapped around. Save Brueggemann. Up and in. Brueggemann. That was a great play by Riley, being her first point of the game. 47-39 at 2:15 to go in the third. Flying back into the fourth quarter will come Bethel. That's Micah Hart. Micah, topside to Madison. Madison's just going to hand it over. MJ, back on top. Here's a three, perfectly online and good. Micah's second three of the quarter, third three of the game, 13th point today. It is now 50-39, and we've got a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Right side, Nicholson, looking in, way above the circle. Goes over to JJ, through traffic, two-handed shot, misses, gets thrown, rebound. It's going to be lost out of play. It's going to be Bethel basketball. Dubert will come back in for Nicholson. I think Kennedy's left knee is really bothering her. I noticed before the game, she got the big bandage on it. She didn't seem like she was moving as smoothly as she would like to have been. Here comes Benedictine. Defensively, Ravens have Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, Roddinghouse, and Stork out of the floor. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Bethel with the basketball, leading it by 11 in this very low-scoring game. You'd think the score is where the Ravens would like it to be. Here's a turnaround, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Nicole. Stork gets it away to Dubert. Lauren into the floor court, still looking to score. Other than her two free throws, she's 0 for 7. Right side is going to be Josie with a minute 10 to go in the third. Brueggemann crosses over all the way to the outside. Launches it to Dubert. She'll cut across the lane. Pulls up 14-footer. There she's on the board. Dubert for two. 50-41. Now pressure in the backcourt. And Bethel is going to save it. And we're going to get a late foul called on Dubert. And that was not a great foul call. Jupiter gone back to try to save the ball. Coach Folsom's over here biting his lip, not wanting to say anything about that play. Jubert will have her third foul of the game. 56 seconds to go. Jubert will check out. Nicholson is going to come back in. And again, it looks like she grimaces as she stretches those legs. In the last minute of the third quarter, Bethel with the basketball leading it by 9. Up the floor, Madison Hart. Hart with 26 points now. Pass will go over to the left side. That's going to be Reynolds. The shot underneath. Hart misses one. Unheard of. Madison Hart with a layup, and it doesn't fall in. Here comes Benedictine back up court. Madison misses very few. 11 of 11 at the free throw line now. 7 of 11 at the 4. 50-41. Benedictine. Shot clock, game clock. Only a couple of seconds separate them. 9 seconds to shoot. 8. 7 to shoot. 6. Top side with 4. Josie in traffic. That one is way off. And with 1, the ball is going to be rebounded back down by Bethel. They'll come up. Launch 1 is off the rim. 3 quarters in the book. Lady Ravens have a hill to climb. We'll be back to see if they can mount it. At the end of 3 quarters, it's Bethel 50, Benedictine 41.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Joseph back in the Gear Studio. I'm hoping that that's going to be right. Here we go. 50-41. That is going to be the lead for Bethel going into the fourth quarter. Bethel being led is scoring. Madison Hart, 26 points. No one for Bethel has scored. Madison with 26. Sister Mike with 13. 8 for Buchanan and 3 for Reynolds. That's it. 4 players and 2 of them have 39 of the team's 50. For Benedictine, you've got 8 players in a scoring column, and Jennifer Jacobs had a huge 10-point third quarter, and she's now at 14. Josie Weiser has 8, and it's Jubert 4, Morales 4. We haven't seen Morales forever. Stork with 4, 3 for Nicholson, and then a couple of points each for Brueggemann and Wade. Here we go. Benedictine, Josie's 3 points away from 8. 1,000 career college points. See if she can make that mark here in the fourth quarter of this game here on the road today. Bethel, 17-footer, in and out. Nope, rebound, Brueggemann for Benedictine. It'll be Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, Ridinghouse. That's not right. Here's a cross-court pass that's going to be saved. It's taken away from Nicholson. Just taking it away from her is Micah Hart. Goes coast-to-coast, misses the layup. Follow-up, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Boy, that's got Coach Nelson. He's bouncing. He's hopping. He's like he's walking on hot coals down there. He wanted a foul that he did not get. Ravens back up the floor with the basketball. It's a 50-41 Wildcat lead. Brueggemann has it on top. The stats are wrong online right now because Brueggemann is on the floor. Here's a 3. Kennedy in and out. No. Rebound Bethel. Simmons coming down with the basketball. 8:50 to go. We're going to get Jacobs back in. She's been the offense for Benedictine here today. And a whistle and a foul, and there's got to be one on Stork. That is a, we didn't give you one on one end. We're going to give you one on this end, kind of a call. So for Nicole, it'll be her third foul of the game to go with 4 points in the first half. Benedictine is going to take Stork out and bring Jacobs back in. And Bethel will bring it out on top with 8 minutes and 40 to go straight away. Online for 3. No. Rebound Brueggemann. Nicholson. Nope, that's still wrong. Here we go. You got Nicholson and Brueggemann, who's going to go around underneath, bring it back out on top. Rodinghouse goes three, misses it. Rebound. Josie gets thrown to the floor. No fouls called. Here comes Bethel. Looking over her shoulder. Micah Hart feeds underneath. Spinning, twisting, little travel, no call. The three from the right is perfect. Three for Micah Harris. Ravens in trouble with 8:15 to go, down a dozen. 53-41. They're going to get Dubert back into the game. Top side is going to be Jacobs. Rodinghouse. That was her first shot of the game. Can you believe that? She's 0 for 1. Underneath, JJ gets fouled. Couple of free throws coming up for her, and the foul is going to be on Buchanan. It'll be her third. Buchanan picking up foul number three. It'll be team foul one of the fourth quarter. Brueggemann is going to come out of the game. She's got 2 points on one of six shooting, including 0 for 3 from outside. The free throw. And there is the first missed free throw tonight by either team. One more shot coming up for Jacobs. She's got 14 to lead Benedictine. This one is good. 15 for JJ. 53-42. 7:55 to go. Bethel. Howard in the backcourt. Goes over to the left to Hart. It's no, knocked away by Jonesy. And Jonesy tries to steal it back. And where's the foul going to get called? Fisher coming over, and he's going to have a talk with Coach Folsom. Coach Folsom should be looking him in the eye and having a little talk with him with 7:46 to go. Now, what's the call? I don't think anybody knows what the call is. Now the officials are saying, yeah, it is going to be Benedictine basketball. There was no foul. Ravens are going to have it back to the chagrin of the Bethel, Tennessee fans. You can hear them. There's a whole raft of students right behind us. And now they get a foul off the basketball. And a whistle is going to be on Micah Harris. It'll only be her third foul. So Micah and Madison have three fouls each, and Benedictine will be putting it in play. They will backdoor and throw it away. Goes right through the hands of Jacobs, breaking away to the other end of the floor. The easy layup is going to miss, and we're going to get a foul on Weiser. Josie picking up her second, and tick-tock. 7.5 minutes left in the game. Coming to the line, it's going to be Bethel, and stepping up there is Kylie Reynolds. Reynolds is 1 of 5 shooting the basketball tonight, has not had a free throw. She's been out there a lot, 22 minutes most of the game. Free throw here is perfect. And Bethel continues to be perfect at the free throw line now, 14-14. One more shot coming up for Reynolds, and that one is good. 15-15 for team shooting. It is 55-42. Lady Ravens down 13. 7.5 to go. Now BC in trouble. Trapped in the backcourt. Ravens looking for a timeout. They're going to throw it away. Getting no help. Coach didn't get a timeout called. Here comes down the other end. And Dubert crashes in. The shot is waved up. It'll be a foul on Lauren. It'll be her fourth foul of the ball game. 7:19 to go. Ravens having trouble with the full court press on the up court play. Brueggemann going to come into the game, and Dubert is going to come out. The senior looking a little frustrated, looking a little disappointed, and she may be 7 minutes away from her final play as a collegiate ball player. Here's a feed to the right side, and 2 more points for Madison Hart at 28 now. 57-42. 7:11 to go in the game. Ravens are going to need a little BC magic. Top side is going to go. Here's Brueggemann on the left side. Nicholson sidesteps the defender. Knifes into the lane. Goes through three defenders. Kicks it up. Missed it. But a follow shot is going to go in. Jennifer Jacobs for 2 more. 57-44. 6:45 to play. Back over to the right side with it is going to be Madison Hart. And the question is, can Bethel slow it down? Can they bring it back out? Have not scored that many points in the ballgame. They're at 57 with 6.5 to go. And again, working right in front of Coach Nelson. He's trying to tell him, slow it down. Quit that. They'll bring it back over to the right side. It's going to be knocked away for a moment. Recovered again. Hart falls away. Shot up. No good. Stop clock violation. And now you know what Bethel's trying to do. They're no longer concerned with scoring. They believe that those 13 points might be enough. They are concerned with taking time off the clock. And Benedictine is going to walk it up the floor. Here comes Riley Brueggemann. Brueggemann takes it across the top, skips it over to the left side to Josie. Josie goes into the lane, gets tripped, knocked to the floor, and called for a travel. So Weiser will turn it over with a travel, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. They've needed this. 6-10 to go in the game. It is Bethel 57, Benedictine 44.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Benedictine Ravens taking a timeout. They've got their work cut out for them with only 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the game, trailing at 57-44. We welcome you back once again to Crisp Arena for the Lady Ravens. Maybe a little Ides of March magic. What do you think? Is they're going to have to find it? The range. BC shooting at the from the floor now at 15-50. Quite a lot of shots. 50 shots. They're hitting 30%. They are 3-20 from three-point range. That is 15%. Bethel, again, not exactly just setting the world on fire. They're 6-19 from outside and 18-53, so hitting 31-34%. But the free throws have been phenomenal at 15-15. Benedictine, phenomenal at 11-12. Rebounds, Lady Ravens with a 31-27 lead, but full court pressure. The ball is going to be lost away at a backcourt. Nice job by Brueggemann pursuing the ball and knocking it out of bounds. It's going to come back in again to Bethel at the baseline. Bethel is going to go to the bench and going to get Allison. Is that Allison? No, that's going to be Mickey Buchanan back in. Here comes Bethel. It's going to be knocked away from behind. Stolen by Josie. She gets run into. Like a little bit like Dick Butkus coming across the middle of the line. That was a huge collision. And Josie goes sprawling into the scorer's table, but she's okay. The foul is going to be the third of the ball game for Bethel and for Kylie Reynolds. 6 minutes to play. Brueggemann with it on top. Ravens are going to have to score from the outside. I'm not sure they can get at two at a time if they can get enough. Now Josie's going to have it lost into the backcourt. The Ravens are going to be called for over and back and another. Just tough error and another turnover and another loss of possession. Said trailing by 13, it's hard to afford. 5:48 to go. And we're going to play right in front of the Bethel bench and Coach Nelson. Topside with it is going to be Howard. We've heard very little out of her. She has no points. Neither does starting point guard Hallie Turner. All the points are right here. And another turnaround shot good by Madison Hart. She's at 30 now. The Ravens cannot have not stopped her. It is 59-44. And again, equaling a 15-point deficit. Three-point shot. Brueggemann not close. Good rebound underneath. Three-point shot. Nicholson online but way short. Rebounding a back then, it's going to be Bethel. Up the floor with the basketball, and across the timeline, they're going to come 5 minutes to play. Bethel with the ball and a lead of 15. It's 59-44. First to the left side, and then cutting it back over to the right. All the way into the corner, run a little motion, run a little time up. Here's a 16-footer, rims out, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Ridinghouse. Benedictine, six seniors on this team. Wanted to see their season extended, but they're going to have something big happen. But here's a quick shot underneath by Ridinghouse for two. Riley with her first points tonight. 59-46. 4.5 left and a blocking foul down low. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break. Media break coming at 4.5 to go in the ball game. We're Tennessee, where after we get down to 4 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the game, the score, Bethel 59, Benedictine 46.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Our final media timeout of the ball game with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the contest. And Bethel here at home, the number one seed in this quadrant. And they lead Benedictine 59-46. Welcome everybody in. Joseph's in the studio running things. Tom Counts with the ear courtside. Chris Perina, thank you. Here's something else I want to remind you. You know what? You haven't been over to Taco John's. You need to get the new Nacho Taco Bravo. Oh, my gosh. It's not your average taco. You can get two of them for $6 over Taco John's. The new Nacho Taco Bravo. Fantastic. Bigger, bolder, better Taco John's.
ISO!
Here we go. Ball comes in play. And Bethel with the basketball, leading it by 13. They're here to milk time off the clock. Everybody way outside. Everybody just kind of standing around, including the Ribbon events, because Josie looking into the eyes of the ball handler who will drive down the lane, fall away, puts a shot up off the window and good. Micah Hart, that'll be her fifth point of the quarter, her 18th point of the evening, 61-46. And again, Benedictine, as soon as they cut into that lead, it goes right back up to 15. 4 minutes left. The feed underneath. Jacobs goes up, gets fouled, no whistle. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off. I suppose off Bethel. Back into the lineup for Bethel is going to come MJ Simmons. Ravens have it in. Out on top, Josie. She'll throw it right into the hand of Simmons, who's just come into the game, and the Ravens turn it over again. 61-46, 3 minutes and 40 to go. We're going to get Nicholson up to the scoring table. Once more, Bethel playing smart ball. Up 15, 3.5 to go. They're just going to run this thing. Again, I don't think they care if they shoot. They'll take a three here, and it's way off the mark. Josie's going to rebound it down. Josie coming up the court. She's 3-10 shooting the ball today. Here's a pass coming out on top. Weiser swings it back over to the left side. Driving in is Dubert. Kicks it right side. Jacobs will put up a long two and hit it. Jennifer Jacobs for a pair. It is 61-48. 3 minutes to go. Ravens down 13. Breaking it up the court is going to be Howard. Kalen Howard will. Back away, keep the dribble alive. She's not scored in the game. They don't want her to, don't need her to. Just like Allie Turner hasn't scored in the game, don't want her to, don't need her to. They've got those players who do that for them. And here's a leaning in shot. It's going to be blocked away and knocked out of bounds. And we're going to get a foul called. We are. It's going to be another foul on Riley. Roddinghouse will have her fourth. Roddinghouse is out, and Brueggemann out of the game. Back in is going to come Stork and Dubert. Free throw. There's another one. Micah Hart hits her first free throw in the fourth quarter. She hit two back in the opening quarter. 19 points for Micah and make it 20. So Micah with 20, Madison with 30. The Hart sisters have 30 of Bethel's 63 points. Or excuse me, have 50 of their 63 points. Yeah, 50 of the 63. Now the Ravens are going to feed into the middle, and Jacobs is going to get fouled. Foul is going to be on Micah. She's going to come out of the game with 2 minutes and 28 to go. She is not. Coming to the line, JJ. One of these six Benedictine seniors. Jacobs. 20 points now for Jennifer Jacobs, the senior from Capelin Mount Carmel in Wichita, Kansas. This free throw, yeah. It is 63-50. Now the Ravens are going to press an inbound, and it's going to be stolen, and it's stolen back. Bethel coming up with a basketball, 2:15 to go. BC's going to press up the floor. Bethel will bring it across the timeline with a pass, and it's going to be ripped away very quickly. A good job by Coach Nelson to take a timeout. He saved his team a possession. We're going to take a break. 2:13 to go. Bethel, 63, Benedictine 50.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Look, 2 minutes and 13 seconds left in his ball game, and Benedictine trailing by 13. You have to set some goals. You have to be looking for some things. You've got to come down. You've got to get some quick points. And one of the things that I think all Raven fans would love to see, Josie Weiser hit a three here in the last couple of minutes. She is 3 points short of 1,000 career collegiate points. So, we hear everybody out here pulling for Josie Benedictine. Going to come out on the court. They're going to have Stork and Jacobs, Nicholson, Dubert, and Weiser. There's your Benedictine five. Bethel will inbound this thing into the backcourt and take it across the timeline where the Ravens are going to try to press it, and they're going to say it was kicked by Nicholson. 2:11 to go in the ball game. And once again, it'll be put in from around the 28-foot mark over there by Mickey. Mickey looks it in, and we'll take it back on a give and go. Little travel, no whistle, back over to the right side, and off on top. 2:05 to play. Shot clock at 13. Got the left side to Micah. She's out there with four fouls. She'll drive into the lane, pulls up, lays it up. Uncontested layup for Micah. 65-50. And at a minute 48 to go, Lady Ravens are going to look back on a great 25-win season. Tough way to lose it here, a long roadie. Shot for Weiser, won't go for three. Minute and a half left. Benedictine, an impressive win in game one. And Bethel, here's the deal. They're going to win this thing. They're up by 15 with just over a minute to play. Lady Ravens played tough. Couldn't find their normal offensive shot. They're just dribbling it out on top. Now they're going to pull up a little shot in at the end of the shot clock, and BC will race it up the floor with a minute to play. Nicholson brings it up. Are they going to feed? Do they even know about Weiser being within three? Here's going to be Dubert. She will go to the left side of the lane, falling away, puts a shot up, draws the foul, and spinning around, laughing at the official. Kaylin Howard says, can't believe you're going to call that on me in the last minute of a game where that has not been called tonight. Kaylin Howard picking up only her second foul of the evening, and coming to the line, it'll be Lauren. Dubert with 4 points. She's got 2-2 at the free throw line, and she hit a third quarter field goal. She is 1 of 9 shooting tonight. Free throw here is good. 53 seconds to play. 3 minutes, 24-25 season. And for Lady Ravens, it's going to be tough losing six good seniors. Second free throw is going to be also in there. It is 65-52. 50 seconds to go. And we will have a foul in the backcourt by Josie. And both teams in the bonus. We walk to the other end of the floor. Coming to the free throw line for Bethel, it'll be Micah Harris. 4-4 at the line today for Micah. Free throw, it's up. and got it. 66-52. Michael Hart, one more shot. 5 of 5 to the line tonight. 23 points in 31 minutes. This one, good. Bethel has not missed a free throw tonight. Now 19 of 19 at the free throw line. 67-52 in the last minute. Ellen Thomas going to be Nicholson. Hate these last games for these seniors. It's always a kind of a sad, sad moment. Here's Josie. Oh, it doesn't go in. And the ball, Bethel's going to board it back down. Bet their starter still out there. It's going to be Hart bringing it up. Shot clock, game clock are identical. Are the Ravens going to commit any fouls? They are not. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. It is going to be Bethel, 67, Benedictine, 60-52. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get 2 for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Hey, welcome back once again to Bethel University here in McKinsey, Tennessee, where tonight it was all Wildcats. They jumped out in front pretty early in the ball game, and they got a little momentum going, and the Ravens, probably the trick, the biggest thing, the problem for Benedictine was an 8-minute stretch in the second quarter where Benedictine went scoreless, and ultimately a double-digit lead was achieved by Bethel, and they were able to hang on to that and move on to a win here tonight. For Bethel, how about this? The Hart sisters, that's all you got to say. They have nothing else. They have Madison Hart, 30. Micah Hart, 24. So 54 of the team's 67 points belong to those two ladies. He had Mickey Buchanan with 8 and 5 for Kylie Reynolds. That is all of the rest of the scoring for Bethel. For Benedictine, what have we got? 9 players in the scoring column, and Jennifer Jacobs. She gave it everything. 21 points tonight for Jennifer. Josie Weiser had 8 and falls dramatically. Then to Lauren Dubert with 6. And for Lauren, 1 of 9 shooting at 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Hi, 4 points in the ball game for Carmen Morales and Nicole Stork. It was a 3-point game for Kennedy Nicholson. She had a 3-pointer right at the onset of the game back in the opening quarter. Did not score again. And then 2 each for Riley Rottinghouse and Riley Brueggemann and Riley Wade. So the triple Rileys with 2 points each. Going to stick around a little bit. I don't know, talking to Coach earlier, we'll see if he's going to get an opportunity to come back. And I know he's got a lot of things that he wants to, needs to probably say to this team as it concludes its season. Certainly a team with six seniors who have meant so much to the program. So thanks, young man. Appreciate your hospitality. So here we go. Looking at some of the numbers. Four. Thank you. For Bethel, they end up shooting 36% from the floor, 21 of 59. Benedictine had 30% of their shots on 17 of 57. From the outside, Lady Ravens were just icy cold. Bethel was 6 of 20, 30% three-point shooting. It was 3 of 22 for the Lady Ravens, who really depend on perimeter shooting to really supplement their offense. They had 14% shooting from the outside today. And these two teams, the free throw line did not help really or hurt either one, because both teams were absolutely phenomenal. On the night, one free throw was missed. Bethel went 19 of 19. Benedictine went 15 of 16. So what? In the course of 35 free throws, these teams went 34 of 35 combined at the free throw line tonight. Don't believe I've ever seen that kind of shooting. Benedictine turned the ball over 13 times in the course of the ball game. And tell you what, Bethel took advantage of that. Turned those 13 turnovers into 15 points. Lady Ravens were able to win the rebounding battle. 35-30, including 27 defensive rebounds for Benedictine. We talked about only two players scoring for Bethel. They end up with five bench points, and those belong to Kylie Reynolds, who came off the bench to score five, a three-point shot in the second quarter and a couple of late free throws. Those are the only bench points scored for Bethel tonight. Lady Ravens, they knew they had to score, knew they could score in the paint. Ended up with a 24-18 lead at points in the paint. But I think that Benedictine, I don't know if they maybe underestimated Madison Hart, how good she was inside. I mean, Micah Hart ended up with 24, but only had 7 in halftime, 13 at the end of three quarters. She was able to tack on a bunch of them in the fourth. But it was Madison Hart with 19 at halftime at 26 through three quarters. She was the difference maker, and she was hitting from inside, outside. But where she was really hitting was Micah Hart was hitting at the free throw line. Lady Ravens were fouling her and fouling her, and she was 11 of 11. So of those 30 points, 11 of the 30 came at the free throw line tonight. And good free throw shooters are going to help their teams come away with wins. And that's what Bethel did tonight, picking up their 25th victory on the season. And they go to 25-7. So three double-digit scores for this team, but only two players get two double digits. Nobody else particularly close to that. Mickey Buchanan averaging right at 12. She ends up with 8. And, again, I'm amazed at how Bethel scores 67, but only has really two players giving their team all of that offense. So there's going to be that. And, again, I'm going to hang around here for just a little bit and hoping that Coach gets an opportunity or gets a chance to come out. And, again, I know he's very, very busy. I know he's got things that he has to talk to and wants to talk to and needs to talk to with his team. Just want to be certain that we would have provided him maybe a chance to come out, as he's always been. It's been really, really good all season long about coming out and chatting with us post-games of all the contests, home and away. And so we're going to take a little bit of a look at that. Let me also, while we're doing that, take a little bit of a look, if we're able to, at any other games going on around and maybe of importance or concern. Indiana Wesleyan and Grandview today. We'll give them a quick peek here. 3 minutes and 17 to go in that game, and Grandview is going to go down. They are trailing Indiana Wesleyan 64-49, and they're over in Marion, so that is one that's going to be very difficult for them to come from behind to win. the Hearts may be out of teams. Just looking down here, see if there's any other ones that are teams with whom we are kind of familiar. And just not seeing much going on there. That is going to be, those are going to be kind of the only ones. And again, hope we get a chance to visit the coach. Not sure that's going to happen. Let me give you kind of the update. Guys have been covering all day. You got to go to MSCSports.net. Guys have been all day at all of the Kansas State tournaments and all of the sites doing first place and consolation games all day. And we've been very fortunate to have a lot of teams from the MSC area to be able to cover. And to those guys traveling all of those miles, well done, gentlemen. Good work out there. Also, wrapping up the sports schedule here on Care Radio, this, of course, final basketball game of the year, and we're going to have one more sports look. It's going to be coming away Thursday. It's going to be, yeah, kind of a, you know, a closing the door on the thing and kind of recapitulation of all the things, because there's been a lot of things go on. I mean, a lot of games, a lot of fantastic seasons. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning of the year. We'll see if Coach is going to be able to get over here or not. A lot of well-wishers surrounding him. So we'll see about that. And, yeah, so we're going to have one more sports look coming up here on Care Radio, and we will share that, Gus and I, with you next Thursday evening. It'll be Aaron Care, you know, 5:20-ish, right after the Care Radio evening report. And so there is all of that. And tell you what, we're just going to wrap her up here tonight. We want to thank you for having joined us. And again, congratulations to Coach Folsom, his assistant coach, Andy Connolly, and all of these players. We would be remiss if we do not mention the six seniors for Benedictine, as Kennedy Nicholson makes it to the 1,000-point club last night here. Lauren Dubert coming into the program. She is a senior. Josie Weiser enters the program here and had a great season. Had a great season, a great career here at Benedictine. Riley Wade battled her injuries throughout her career. Jennifer Jacobs from down in Wichita at Capon. And so those are, along with Riley Rottinghouse from Nemahal Central out in Seneca, those are your six Benedictine seniors wrapping up their Raven career here today. Final score once more, Bethel 67, Benedictine 52. Till we greet you next time. Many thanks to our man Joseph back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Many thanks to L&L Construction, Huntley Liquor, Action Auto Parts, Taco John's, the extra folks coming in to help make all these games possible. Thanks millions to all of you. Till we greet you next time. For Joseph, Tom Counts here in Tennessee. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.